More than 3,400 people attended last week's Moses Organic Farming Conference in La Crosse. And while people from all walks of the industry were there, a bill that would require BPA labeling was often brought up by attendees. BPA, or bisphenol A, is a chemical commonly found in plastics and in resins that line canned goods. At this point, the Food and Drug Administration says BPA is safe at low levels, but there are concerns about how it affects the brains, behavior, and prostate glands of fetuses, babies, and young children. The FDA has banned BPA in baby bottles, sippy cups, and other children's products. State Representative Chris Taylor has proposed a bill that would require all beverage and food containers that contain BPA to inform consumers of its use on the product's label. She says consumers worried about the chemical's potential effects should know if it's present.
There might be people out there who don't mind consuming food with BPA. We're not concerned about it, but certainly for those who are, we as consumers should have a way to identify what products potentially are contaminated with BPA.
Groups like the Wisconsin Grocers Association oppose the bill. Midwest Food Processors Association President Nick George says requiring a BPA label would be costly.
So ultimately, the consumer will pay. And so, you know, whatever has to be done should be done nationally, and it should be done in a thoughtful manner.
As the legislative session winds down, the bill remains stalled in the Committee on Consumer Protection. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.